Now, what's the significance of advanced materials industry in the Chinese economy, given that the government seems to want to, invest trillions of yuan in it?
Well, it seems very significant. The latest five-year plan highlights specifically seven strategic industries, of which advanced materials is one. And the reason is that the government realized, and as many people do, that the Chinese economy has to evolve and adapt from this low-cost production, export-oriented growth model to one of technology-driven, sustainable development where there's high value added. And advanced materials are a key part of that. So it's certainly an attempt at plotting a much longer-term, sustainable economic growth model for China. So it's very, very important.
Well, considering when we hear about the Chinese materials, for example, we hear a lot about raw materials, we hear a lot about rare earth minerals. What's the current standing of China's advanced materials industry in the world?
Well, it's emerging. If we look at the size of the industry for 2010, compared with 2005, it has grown by 20%. So that's fairly steady growth, albeit modest. And certain companies, for example, and certain areas of advanced materials where Chinese companies are concerned, are very competitive globally. Superhead materials, advanced energy storage materials, and a few other examples. What needs to happen now, and the Chinese government realized this, is investment so that more Chinese companies can develop into globally competitive companies in this industry. So the signs are good, and there are some very competitive Chinese companies at the moment, but not many. So we need to see an increase in the number and in the size of the industry. And what the Chinese government are trying to do is promote this so that the industry grows much, much more quickly, say about 25% per year, I think is their forecast.
Well, I mean, with every kind of investment, you win some and you lose some. So what are some of the biggest challenges for China to boost its strategic and emerging
Well,
industries?
obviously, if you look at the numbers in terms of the investment levels and the industry growth that the Chinese government wants to see, there are understandable risks. They may be trying to maybe sort of run before they can walk, or they may be investing in companies which don't have the skills, don't have the experience. So there are risks, and the government need to pick and choose very, very carefully which companies and how the investment is managed. So it's not going to be a certainty. It needs to be managed very, very carefully.
Well, speaking of uncertainties, last year the annual output of China's advanced material industry is much lower than the target set by the government. So can the government's determination and stimulus policies translate into a boom in the industry?
It's certainly possible. They need to work far more closely, I think far more closely with industry and certainly far more closely with local government. There seems to be a certain amount of detachment there when it comes to investment from central to local government and onto industry.